giver of living water, we thirst for your presence. Bread of life, we hunger for your word. Holy One, you set a path before us. We seek to walk in your ways. The processional hymn, Christ is risen, Alleluia. Welcome, everybody, to this family service on this fourth Sunday of Easter. It is also the launch of Christian Aid Week in our community and our country. We commend to all the task of an organization like Christian Aid, which seeks to alleviate world poverty, disease, and hunger. But firstly, we bring before God our own failure to do His will and the opportunities of service to others that we neglect or ignore. we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Let us praise God for his mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want." Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that they may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, you are faithful to your promises. Through the Spirit you bless us with abounding hope. When power seeks to silence justice, give us the courage to raise our voice. When an end to poverty seems far off, renew our faith that your kingdom comes on earth. And when our neighbor reaches out, inspire us to respond with overflowing love. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This morning's reading is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, beginning at verse 11. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the woman who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshipper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us.
Immediately following the singing of the next hymn, could I ask the choir members, please, to come down to the main body of the church so that they'll be able to see the screen which will be in place. The hymn, "Breathe on Me, Breath of God."
Good morning, everyone. This week we have seen and heard a lot about the 80th anniversary of VE Day, and we enjoyed a service here on Wednesday evening. And there's been lots of celebration. And this year sees the 80th anniversary of the organisation known as Christian Aid, which was founded in 1945 by British and Irish churches to help refugees following the Second World War. Since that time, Christian Aid has provided humanitarian relief and long-term development support for poor communities across the world, while highlighting suffering, tackling injustice, and championing people's rights. The work involves forming partnerships with local organisations, as well as with governments and the private sector, and includes helping people to claim their rights and access services such as healthcare and education, ensure that they are not discriminated against for any reason, become more resilient to shocks and disasters such as drought, climate change and hurricanes, and make the most of opportunities such as being able to sell their produce for a fair price. Your generous gifts enabled Christian Aid in 2023-2024 to fund 410 projects across Africa, Asia, Europe, the Middle East, Latin America and the Caribbean. And I am delighted to say that since September last year, we have been able to send £660 to Christian Aid as a result of the coffee mornings to help advance their work across the globe. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who does support very regularly that cause. I would now like to share with you this morning how communities in rural areas of Guatemala are experiencing freedom from malnutrition and poverty thanks to the support of one of the Christian Aid partners, Connie Koop, and the joyful determination of women like Amelia and Aurelia. And we're now going to show you a film where Amelia and Aurelia will tell what they are actually doing to help their communities.
We are typically in the middle of the world. We are in the world.
So the agroecology project, which Amelia and Aurelia are part of, is delivered by Conicoop, which Christian Aid has been working with since 2011. Agroecology is farming in a sustainable way that works with, not against, nature. The project has been designed to support communities to return to Indigenous farming practices and adopt agroecological approaches that conserve their land, culture and livelihood, adapting to suit the specific environmental conditions of that area. Parallels may be made between Amelia and Aurelia and Lydia, whose story was told in Acts 16 and who we heard about earlier in the reading, where Paul and his travelling companions arrive in Philippi, a Roman-controlled city in northern Greece. Here they meet Lydia, who is considered the first recorded Christian convert in Europe. She and her family were baptised after listening to Paul, and she then invited Paul and his companions to stay at her house. Her conversion to Christianity is incredibly significant because it ripples through her family, her household, and then out to the wider community, changing the trajectory of Philippi forever. Likewise, Amelia and Aurelia are leaders who are using their influence to bring about significant change for those in their community as they share their newfound knowledge of agroecology. Lydia was a significant woman in Philippi. Luke calls her a dealer of purple cloth and a worshipper of God. She would have been held in high esteem by the people who knew her, and her gender was most likely not an issue when it came to the influence she had. Amelia, who we saw in the film, is a hard-working and resourceful 24-year-old who loves her family and loves to play football. She is an excellent goalkeeper for her local team. Aurelia is an inspirational leader and linchpin of her multi-generational family. Both women are passionate about farming their land, using it as a means to feed their families and also as a source of income. They grow a range of crops, as we saw in the film, so they can protect their loved ones from malnutrition and ill health, selling the rest at weekly markets. Their dedication and hard work did not go unnoticed by their communities, so when Conicoop asked for leaders to be identified for their agroecology training project, Amelia and Aurelia were the obvious choices. Their communities were confident that the women could be trusted to share all of their learning with them, ensuring that everyone could participate in the adoption of farming practices which will guard against the effects of the worsening climate crisis. So Lydia, Amelia and Aurelia are all perfectly positioned to be change makers. They are determined, faithful and motivated to see the lives of the people around them improved however they possibly can. And that determination enabled them to free themselves from the limitations and constraints imposed on them by their societies. Let's go back to Acts for a moment and consider where Paul first comes into contact with Lydia. How did he know to go to the side of the river outside the city gates to find a fellowship of believers? Well, when we look at chapters 13, 14 and 17 of Acts, we can see that Paul's missionary strategy was usually to go to the local synagogue when they first arrived in a new city. However, there was no synagogue in Philippi, a detail that suggests fewer than 10 Jewish men lived there, as this was a requirement for a synagogue to be established. Which is why Paul decides to go to the river, because he knew he would find a place of informal worship there. Streams of moving water was a traditional place for displaced Jews to gather. Think, by the rivers of Babylon. And it's on the banks of the river that he finds a place of prayer, attended, it seems, exclusively by women. This detail reveals a lot about both the character of the city and God's unexpected plans. In a city dominated by Roman power and pagan worship, the first seeds of European Christianity would take root, not in grand buildings or among political leaders, but by a riverside among women. Just in Lydia's day, God is still working in unexpected ways and in unexpected places. Not always in grand buildings or through powerful people, but in the small acts of love and generosity of ordinary Christians in Ireland, Guatemala, and elsewhere around the world, who are seeking to faithfully follow Jesus and share God's love with those in need. In Amelia's village, the river's edge has changed dramatically in recent years due to climate change, and the impact of huge sugarcane monoculture plantations diverting the course of the river for their own use. In her childhood, the river flowed deep and wide, filled with fish and other kinds of beautiful Guatemalan wildlife, Now it's practically unrecognisable. The loss of the river has imposed severe limitations on the lives of the communities that relied on it. And so, as with the absence of a synagogue in Philippi, we might assume her village lacks any potential for change. But just as Paul seeks out even the smallest group of faithful people, so Christian Aid's partners at Connacup know that there is hope even in the most difficult of circumstances. By joining Connacup, Amelia is gaining the skills and knowledge to cultivate native seeds that are better suited to the changing climate and limited water supply. She's planning planting schedules that will deliver multiple harvests throughout the year, making her own organic fertiliser and constructing rainwater collection systems. And like Lydia, whatever she learns, she shares with others, confidently training other women to adapt their farming practices too. A lack of Jewish men in Philippi meant a synagogue couldn't be established. This feels like an insurmountable limitation to the growth of a faith community in such a patriarchal society. The same could be said for indigenous communities in Guatemala. The need to travel for stable employment means that sons, fathers, and husbands frequently work and live miles from their home villages. This means that the flow of knowledge from woman to woman is invaluable, as many women are culturally or logistically unable to attend Connacup training. Thanks to the support of Amelia and Aurelia have from their husband and family respectively, they are empowered to attend the training programs. They then cascade their knowledge outwards so that every member of their community has access to the specialised approach to farming that blends ancient and modern knowledge. Where there is a desire for new life, there is no limitation or barrier great enough to prevent God from breaking through. Thanks to Paul's desire to seek out faithful people in Philippi, Lydia's home became a place where social barriers crumbled as business owners and slaves, Jews and Gentiles, men and women, gathered to break bread and share their new faith. Lydia's story offers profound encouragement for us all. Her conversion reminds us that God's family transcends social, ethnic, and gender barriers. Her immediate offer of hospitality demonstrates how faith naturally flows into action, and the use of her home as a place of gathering reminds us that God often works through ordinary people in everyday settings to accomplish extraordinary purposes. Lydia's story reminds us that God works in unexpected ways, and the Philippian faith community, born by a riverside and nurtured in a businesswoman's home, would grow into a vibrant centre of faith, partnering with Paul in his ministry and standing firm through danger. Amelia and Aurelia's stories remind us that even the most proactive, determined, and ambitious among us need help to move from survival to a thriving life. These women are facing multiple threats to their family's survival on a daily basis, but both are defiantly staring down these threats, remaining strong, resourceful, and good-humoured. Your support this Christian Aid Week will help more farmers like Aurelia and Amelia to build their resilience to extreme weather events and bring about transformational change in their lives. Because the story of Lydia shows us that true transformation begins not in centres of power, but in opened hearts by quiet riversides. Let us pray. Lord, you are faithful to your promises. Through the Spirit, you bless us with abounding hope. When power seeks to silence justice, give us the courage to raise our voice. When an end to poverty seems far off, renew our faith in your kingdom come on earth. When our neighbor reaches out, inspire us to respond with overflowing love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son?
I believe God, the Son,
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? This is the faith of the church.
This is our faith. We believe in trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The hymn, "Lo, in the grave he lay." Let us pray. Rejoicing in the amazing love of God our Father, let us pour out to him our needs, cares, and concerns. Good Shepherd, as we see with sorrow the divisions between Christian groups, we ask you to enable us to become one flock. Father, hear us. As we see the glaring injustices of wealth and food distribution in our world, we ask you to give us courage to work in your strength towards building a safer and more caring society. Father, hear us. We pray for all who are disadvantaged by the challenge of soaring inflation, making it difficult to afford everyday essentials. We pray for people affected by natural disasters such as drought, famine, and flood, especially our sisters and brothers caught up in a cycle of food shortages and hunger. Parents struggling to find food and seeing their children go hungry. Farmers seeing their crops fail and livestock die. Father, hear us. We pray for ourselves. May we share generously from the abundance that you have given us and join our voices with those who call for an end to poverty, that lives may be saved and rebuilt with hope for the future. Father, hear us. We ask your blessing upon Christian Aid and its partners distributing food and tools, seed and fishing gear to help people get back on their feet. We pray especially for a safe space for children, in particular those who are refugees. Father, hear us. As we watch our children growing up and our parents growing older and feel anxious for the future, we ask you for the assurance of your steadfast love as we entrust our lives to your perfect care. Father, hear us. As we see and read in the news of all afflicted by the impact of climate change, particularly those when it destroys essential crops or by terrible accidents and by war, we ask you, O Lord of life, to bring good out of every evil and growth out of every suffering. Lord, hear us.
Help us hear you.
Loving Lord, we thank you for the many joys and blessings you give us each day and for this opportunity of worshiping you. So accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly
in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and praise your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, When I Needed a Neighbor, Were You There?
When I needed a
thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor. Let us say together, Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, there will be light refreshments served in the parochial hall. It's an opportunity to continue the fellowship this morning and also offer practical support to Christian Aid. Christian Aid envelopes are in church this morning. You may be giving your envelope to someone who calls at your church door or your home door. But if not, perhaps you'd like to return your envelope here. They may be returned at any service over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Sunday next, the fifth Sunday of Easter, parish communion at 10 o'clock. And looking a bit ahead, the coffee morning and cake sale in Mara Hamlet Parochial Hall, to which parishioners are from Anna Hilt are invited and welcome. That takes place between 10 and 12 on Saturday, the 31st of May. The recessional hymn, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son.
Thank you.
Power of God, hold and lead us.